At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarrara.
Nick may be on to something. In the break, he found this song that actually has the lyrics from the Rooter to the Tooter.
It's the song is called From the Rooter to the Tooter.
And I believe the follow-up line is, "You really turned me on." That's extensive.
That's
maybe a little bit too in-depth.
That's a whole other thing.
Didn't we talk about fetishes the other day?
Yeah.
But at the same time,
you ain't eating pig.
When you asked where Murph might have gotten that phrase.
Yes.
Murph is about as well-versed in everything Motown and music from back in the day, and that might be exactly where he got it from.
Could be.
From the lyrics of the song.
Could be.
Murph from James Brown and all Motown and everything else. Boy, his music collection and his knowledge of music back in that era is just, it's phenomenal.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's a big-time music guy.
So I started Googling, and I couldn't find it, but I did find a Business Insider article that talked about 13 Southern sayings the rest of America won't understand.
Okay.
And some of them I've heard, some of them I haven't.
I probably won't know a lot of them.
The first one they listed is, "We're living in high cotton," which cotton has long been a key crop of the South's economy. So every harvest, farmers pray for tall bushes loaded with white fluffy balls in their fields.
Okay, you
guys
said it,
are
not
so
me.
Childish.
You
not
wanted
me.
To read
You're
that so bad.
Tall cotton bushes are easy to pick and yield higher returns. If you're living in high cotton, it means you're feeling particularly successful. Tall cotton bushes.
No, they preferred.
Oh, white fluffy balls in their fields. The second one was, "She was madder than a wet hen." My mother has said that before. Madder than a wet hen.
Maybe.
Nah. I've heard that one. Number three, "He could eat corn through a picket fence." That means you got buck teeth.
I've heard the first part before, but not quite the second part.
There's another. "You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear." I've never, ever
Negative.
Heard that one.
No, there's no way.
"You look rode hard and put up wet."
Yep.
Yeah, that's just talking about horses.
That's talking about most horse. Women on a
that's
Saturday
talking about
night
horses. Huh?
A lot of women in the single market at 2 a.m.
He's a drunk. He's as drunk as Cooter Brown.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't think Cooter Brown appreciates
Cooter
that.
Brown is an infamous character in Southern lore. "She's as happy as a dead pig in the sunshine."
Nope.
Never heard
he's dead.
That. "She's got more nerve than Carter's got liver pills."
Uh-uh.
"Carter Products started a pill peddling company in the late 19th century." "I'm finer than frog's hair split four ways." I've heard finer than frog's hair, but I've never heard the split four ways.
Nope.
You've never heard finer than frog's hair?
No, sir.
Yes, I've heard that. "He thinks the sun came up just to hear him crow."
Nope.
It just talks about how an extremely cocky rooster might think the sun rises simply because he crows. Yeah, because roosters are cocky. That's about as useful as breasts on a bull, but it's the T word. You can't say the T word on the radio. Okay. Yeah, bulls aren't supposed to have breasts.
That just takes me to the Uncle Buck
line. That thing is all cattywampus. You've heard cattywampus
before,
right?
We've heard that.
Okay, and then he's got enough money to burn a wet mule. I have no idea what that means. That's weird.
What was the? What was? It wasn't Uncle Buck. What was the movie where they get the line wrong, essentially, but I wouldn't put my head up a bull's ass to see a T-bone.
Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy. I said Uncle Buck, my bad.
Yeah, that's Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
That's
why I asked you, because I couldn't remember which movie it was.
Yeah, didn't we just bring that up on the show the other day?
I don't know.
I thought we did.
I can't remember either.
Listeners will tell you in about 5 minutes. Just
no kidding. Wait. Yeah, those southern. My mom had a bunch of those. My mom would always have these sayings, but then sometimes she would just use a saying from a commercial and pretend like it's an old folklore saying.
Like
she would say, like, "Oh, as dead as a doornail," right?
Yeah.
Or she would be like, "I don't know." She would use one of those sayings, right?
Yeah.
But then she'd be like, "Yeah, you got it, Toyota." I'm like, "Nope, that's just a Toyota-thon commercial. That's not an old Southern saying, Mom. You're just making up. You're just using commercial sayings now.
Have it your way.
As part of your vernacular. That's not. You're mixing in the wrong stuff.
To all beef patties.
Nope. That never came out of my mom's mouth. Yeah.
Sorry for your dad, but making it happy overall.
Well, that was inappropriate.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure
That's
out.
Not nice at all.
You just said never came out of your mom's
mouth. Are
we
talking about each other's moms now?
Oh, no.
That wasn't
don't
appropriate,
let's not
Joel.
Start that again.
Jeez. What a day.
Toyota-thon? Wow. That took a turn.
Hey, I think I'm in trouble.
Well, so do I.
No, okay. Diet Coke and Coke Zero shortages are coming.
Yeah, I saw that. I forgot to ask you about that.
Immediately when I put it down.
Now, they said it's because of Splenda, which is made
in China.
But I don't know that Diet Coke has Splenda. There is the Splenda version of Diet Coke, or is it really?
Saccharin would be the other one.
Oh, no.
Right? It's either Splenda or Saccharin,
sucralose.
Right?
Sucralose and Saccharin. But I don't. Is that what's in Diet Coke? I got to go get one. I could be in trouble.
Yeah,
there might be
them while you
stack
can.
Up.
It'll be
stack up.
Yeah, that's true. I could just go to Sam's and buy a bunch of them.
Big tall guy says he's going to charge you $5 a can starting next week.
That big tall guy owes me a dollar to begin with
because of the coronavirus. Well, he's got a cast on his foot because he kicked somebody's ass, so he might want to just put you in.
Well, now's
in
my
line.
Chance.
No, was he
here today?
Go low. No, he was here like 2-3 days ago.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
No, did he leave a dollar with Esme? Because he legit owes me a dollar.
Well, he was here this week. So
you're freaking butler. Go check with Esme.
Damn it, man.
You think he really left that dollar?
No. I don't feel like the vending machine business is very lucrative. If you can get an extra dollar, you're taking it. You ain't giving it back, right? You're just like, oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see that note.
According to my records, everything was paid for.
Yeah.
And I released everything from that vending
machine
as I was supposed to.
Balanced out to a zero.
Yep.
Sorry. That's probably going to be my luck. There goes that dollar.
He is like 6'8". I don't know. How tall is he?
Would you fight a guy 6'8"?
I mean, he's an old 6'8".
I mean, it
that helps.
I think, doesn't it?
Would you fight if you had to?
Height
would you
is
fight?
Not the only variable. You know this.
I mean, it gives you a good reach advantage.
Right, but they can also go down. You can take them down to the ground a lot easier, too.
At 5'10", I don't know if I would want to fight someone 6'8".
If they were heckling you at a show?
I mean...
Religiously?
Oh, I didn't tell y'all the story about this past weekend, did I?
Evidently not.
You insulted a...
No.
A tall guy?
No, I went down to Lake Jackson and did a show. I think it was Friday night or Saturday night this past
told
weekend.
Told a Cajun to Essa Sons D?
No.
Okay.
Lake Jackson and So it was me and Kenise and Chris Rogers and this comedian named Eber and this, a guy named Eli. And we're all on the show. And I'm headlining. And I'm watching these four comics go before me. And the crowd is being so rude. They're just talking. They're walking around. They're like...
Not paying attention to
you. Not paying attention to the comics. And I told Chris, I said, when I go up there... And this is like a big no-no. But I was like, when I go up there... I'm just going to start crapping all over these people. I'm just going to start roasting everybody that's been talking through all these sets. He was like, what? And I never do this. Like, I just, if you heckle me or you talk and it gets to that, I'll say something, but I don't go up with the express intent of roasting the crowd. And I spent 30 minutes of a 45 minute set just roasting this one table. And, like, the rest of the crowd loved it. They hated it. This lady was so mad at me. And, like, I didn't
please
care.
Please tell me you called her big.
No, because she wasn't. But if she was, I would have totally.
What did you attack, her teeth?
I just everything. There she was. I was like, I said, "Is this your husband?" Because she wouldn't stop talking. I was like, "Is this your husband?" Because he must hate you. And the lady at the table goes, "It's their first date." I was like, "Dude, run." She's never going to shut the bleep up. Now's your chance. If she follows you, I'll tackle her. Go. And she got so mad at that. And that dude was laughing. He goes, "It's really our fifth date." I was like, "You stuck around for this? You're a dumbass. You should have left."
Oh, she hates you.
Oh,
yeah, no doubt.
She hates you.
It was literally 30 minutes of this. Me just roasting this lady because she wouldn't stop talking. And I literally, it was so funny because on my Facebook page, people that were at the show went to my page and were like, "Do you have video?" Because that was the funniest thing I've ever seen, was you roasting this table. And then actually it was two tables. It was one on the right side of the room and one on the left side of the room. And I basically just walked up and said, when I grabbed the mic, I was like, "Hey, thanks for being here. Except for this table and this table, because y'all are rude MFers and need to shut the bleep up." Everybody was like, "Oh, yeah." I mean, that was literally the first words out of my mouth. And the crowd was like, "What is happening right now?" And all the comics were like, "Uh-oh, this isn't going to go well for 44 more minutes." And so I just started roasting this first table on the left. And within a minute and a half, they just shut down. They just stopped talking. They didn't say anything the rest of the show.
Didn't laugh.
At this other table, this lady was so drunk, she couldn't help it. So she just kept chiming in. So I was like, 30 minutes of me just roasting this lady. Well, the funny thing is, when you get somebody like that, or you get, you know, a heckler like that, they always want to come up to you after the show and be friends. They always want to come up and talk to you afterwards. So she comes up, she goes, "Hey, listen, I felt like you were kind of mean." I was like, "You were rude." She was like, "But I was just," I was like, "No, you were rude. People paid their money. We're up here working. You felt like you needed to be the center of attention. You're a rude person and you need to shut up." And she thought I was going to forgive her because the show's over.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I know you're coming up to me so that I can excuse your behavior, but I'm not going to. You're rude. You should never go to another comedy show." I was like, "You don't know how to act." She goes, "Well, I'm loud." I was like, then go sit in the car.
"Well, I'm loud." That's what she said.
That's what she said. "Well, I'm loud." And then she goes, "Well, listen, I mean, you really embarrassed me in front of all these people." I was like, "No, you embarrassed yourself." And she goes, "But I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce." I was like, "Well, that don't excuse you acting like a bitch."
Damn, you just really turned up, huh?
And she was like, "I can't believe you." I was like, "Don't let me get a hold of this video, lady. You're going to be on YouTube." And she just left. I was like, "No, I'm not going to excuse your behavior because the show's over. Learn how to act. And if you can't control your liquor, don't go to a comedy show." But people were like high-fiving me after the show. And the comics gave me a standing ovation. It's the only standing ovation I've ever gotten in my career. But it came from the four comics that were on the show. Because I just, it was the most
fun. It had to be an easy night for you, too. Because then you don't have to go through your whole stuff.
I did 3 jokes, like legit 3 jokes that I wrote. It was literally 30 minutes of me just roasting this table and this lady and other people in the crowd. And I've never done that before, but it was so liberating. It was just like, well, that was the most fun I've ever had on stage. I probably will never do it again. Yeah. It was so fun, though. And that lady, that's the worst. Listen, if you ever do find yourself in that situation where you've heckled a comedian, just leave. Don't go try to apologize. They don't care. Yeah. They hate you.
I've said it before.
They hate your guts.
You just have to know what you're at. It's just like when people try to poke the bear, when we're even on the show, when they come at you on Twitter and text and stuff. I was like, do you know what you're in for doing that? Because you guys deal with that all the time.
Man, it was crazy. It was almost like an outer body experience for me because I just don't do that. Nick's been to several shows.
No, I've never seen you
do
that.
I mean, I am just straight jokes the whole time. If you talk, I just say shh and keep going. I mean, that was the one time I told the guy. But other than that, I literally, 7 years, I've never, I don't do crowd work. I don't talk to the crowd, but I had just had enough, man.
I guess it was good that like a good portion of the crowd was on your side.
Oh, they
like,
loved it. The owner, I really thought I was never going to be asked back because the owner was there.
Yeah.
And she was like, "I almost peed myself." That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. She goes, and that lady always comes and supports, but she kind of earned that.
Well, at least she owned it too.
So yeah, it was fun.
All right, well, we're having a good time on a Thursday. It's fun, and hopefully you're having fun, too. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. You can call that number, text that number, or you can hit us on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Just
shut up. Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Friendly update from the campus of the University of Houston. The student center is going to remain open till 4. They are going to be accommodating our residents as a top priority. University is working to make sure campus residents have access to bottled water, restroom facilities, and meals. Sylvester Turner, the mayor of the city, has also chimed in saying this was a 96-inch line that broke.
Wow.
I don't know in terms of line size, but
that's pretty girthy.
Public Works Department and private contractors are working on the main line break. We will keep people updated on the repairs as they move as quick as possible.
96
inches. This is a pretty big deal.
It's about 10 feet or so?
Whoa,
I believe so. I don't know. What's 96 divided by 12?
12.
Yeah. Thanks, Joel.
You're welcome.
8 feet. That's 8 feet wide in diameter. Like, I guess, wow. You could stand in this pipe, and it was full of water. Somebody texted, said, no water in Midtown, River Oaks, and Montrose. I work in a restaurant, and we are shut down for the rest of the day.
Pays to be in the burbs today.
Let me just say this. It'll be fixed in an hour. You say no more.
River Oaks?
River Oaks, and it's going to be fixed right away.
Yeah. Truck driver Pookie and several others reminded us that the discussion about Tommy Boy was with Trey when he was filling in for Nick because he hadn't seen the movie.
That's right.
And we told him his homework over the weekend was to watch it.
He tastes the freedom.
I'm guessing he didn't taste the freedom or watch it. What you want to bet? If I tweet him right now, what do you think his answer is going to be?
He did not watch
it. Did he watch it?
No. Well, there was NASCAR on.
But there's always NASCAR on, right?
Right. So he didn't watch it. You just answer your own question.
Okay. I'm going to ask him right now on Twitter, and then I'm going
to
roast
funny, him. Cause, like, it's funny what he's actually watched. Like, Back to the Future, like, he knows probably everything about that movie in the series. Back
really?
To the Future. Yeah.
I think I watched it one time.
I wasn't big into Back. I saw it once as well.
It was okay.
I may have seen a rerun, bits and pieces of a rerun here and there, but not. It's only because there was nothing.
We're out here
on.
Prank calling like mechanic shops, asking for flux capacitors and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, that's how well versed he was in Back to the Future. He was really. I had no, and I gave him no script or anything. He just did it on the fly.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good funny what he knows about
My Bloody Valentine. I mean, he's passionate about My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, he really is.
Greatest band ever in his mind. And then Oasis.
Is that true?
His top two, My Bloody Valentine and Oasis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Teron Hilo's social media account is going to be so distracting this summer. It's
or
going to
Taron
be.
Taron Hilo.
Taron Hilo, excuse me.
Taron.
Is it Taron or Teron?
It's Taron.
Okay. Well, yeah. I keep forgetting.
She was supposed to join us last week on the show and then had some things come up. But hopefully she'll be on.
Distracting.
Shortly.
She had some things come up, huh?
I guess. I just go by what I'm told. I'm not going to pry too far
into
that.
Didn't we all?
Yeah. Vengeance Bikinis, I believe, is her company.
Uh-oh. Why is Destiny's Child trending on Twitter? That's never good.
Maybe it's a reunion tour, Barry. It could be a very good thing.
Hmm.
Kelly, Michelle, Beyonce, back for one more go-round?
Okay. I just looking over at the trending. I checked the trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. Just try to see what's going on.
Check in with the peeps.
Yeah,
keep up
just
to date
keep up
on things.
With. I don't watch the news. I don't go to the news sites. I don't really go to CNN or Fox or. My wife is a news junkie. She's on Yahoo reading the news all day. I'm just like, I don't know how you do that. It's depressing. I don't really keep up with politics. I don't keep up with the news. I get it in small doses, whatever I see on social media. Is that bad? Should I be keeping up with the news more?
Most people would tell you yes.
Really? Because there's really not much. If I know about it, it still doesn't mean I can affect it or change it, right?
You can if you vote on your, like from a local standpoint, right? Isn't that what they always say? It's not about.
True.
It's about how you vote locally.
Well,
because I know I'm going to get in trouble if I don't vote again this year, right? Like I did last
define
election.
Trouble. You're going to catch certain
people are
going to
say
you
that
some heat.
There's people that died for your right to vote. And my answer is always they also died for my right not to vote. It's a free country and I don't have to vote. That's part of the freedom I enjoy. If I don't like the candidates, why am I going to vote? If I made you choose between. I'm trying to keep this clean.
Face the freedom.
Face the freedom?
Or whatever.
Taste. If I made you choose, like what are two foods you absolutely hate? If I said, okay, well, you have to eat one of them. If your third choice was to not eat either of them, you would take that.
Yeah, like
if
it'd
I don't
be sushi
like,
and I don't know
poop. Well, I don't
for
know
for sure. Yeah,
like if
It'd be a party at the McAfee's house.
My Boy, thing is, disgusting. If you don't like the candidates, don't vote for them. I mean, this is a red state. The delegates in the election are going to vote Republican. This is not going to change. We're not a swing state. That's not how it works. If you lived in Iowa or one of the swing states that goes red or blue either way, I get it. And maybe that's just a defeatist attitude. I don't know. And I'm sure you're all going to text and tweet me, and I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I don't care what you think about my choices. But I feel like keeping up with all this stuff, even though you're educated about it, it's not going to change anything.
I mean, I feel like I'm more just considering at what we do. I feel dumber when I don't know anything about, like, if I missed out on pop culture.
Yeah.
You know, then I'm like, God, you know, like the whole Ed Sullivan thing. I was really, you know, but I'm just saying but for me, like politics, I'm not into it as much.
You're kind of excused from not knowing about Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
Really big definitely show excused. That was really before your time.
And I confuse Ed Sullivan and Ed McMahon all the time.
I know.
And people get so irate when I
every
do it.
Every time you do it.
And I think it's so funny how mad people get about that. Like, it's like, really? That's the sweetest life you could have? Was getting upset over someone confusing Ed McMahon and Ed Sullivan?
See, AJ is not significantly older than I am, but he's always wanted to be a talk show host. Like, that's something he's wanted
Late
to
night
do.
Night or
just
radio?
Just in general. No, like on TV.
Oh, God. Could you see him as a Johnny Carson
what?
Type?
Yeah. AJ's always wanted to be a TV. Like, he said it multiple times on the air. He's always wanted to be like a TV talk show. That's why he was very in tune with Ed Sullivan.
I see him more as like a Phil Donahue than like a Montel Williams. Or he's probably more of a Maury. He's a bleep
more
starter.
Like the security guard on Jerry Springer.
He's a bleep starter.
Dang. So you don't
wow.
the security guard on Jerry.
What was his name? He got his own wow. show.
Did he
got his own show.
Did he really?
The spinoff of the Jerry Springer show was that guy got his own show. It was Big Steve or Big whatever.
I didn't know that.
He got his own show.
I thought you were going to say the security guard on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh.
Guillermo?
Oh, yeah.
AJ's a Guillermo?
No, I didn't say that. You did. Oh, there was the guy that was the quiet Ed McMahon on the Judge Wapner on the People's Court.
Yeah.
The bailiff.
Right.
Yeah.
That I didn't know that about him. I knew he was infatuated with Howard Stern. I knew that Howard Stern was a big idol of his, or however you want to look at it.
I'll ask him to confirm, but I'm pretty sure, I'm about 95% sure he wanted to be a TV talk show host.
Really?
Like he's always been kind of infatuated with that.
I didn't know that about him. That's interesting. Learn something new. I knew he wanted
to
be Howard Stern
right there.
I did not know that.
I did not. Wild and wacky stuff, Ed. I did not know that.
It's not bad.
Yes!
That's Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. I knew you were going to say that. All right, that's the first half of the show. Second half comes up next. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half of the show starts now. It's 90 in the books, 90 still to go on the big show. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday. We want to remind you again tomorrow on an FEF Friday, our friend of the show and friend of Barry Laminack personally, Jerry Rocha. He's already checked in with me. He's good.
You confirmed with him?
He confirmed with me.
Oh, good.
So he's good. 2:30 tomorrow.
You feel very proud of yourself, I can tell.
I don't. I could tell by your tone when you said that I did actually get a little kick out of that.
He's been talking about it since before the show.
Yeah. He's very proud of himself that
absolutely.
He talked to Jerry before me.
It's like I coordinated
everything.
No, I
totally tell.
No, I absolutely enjoyed that just now, but I wasn't going to say it to you. I was just going to let it go.
Gotcha. I'll make sure I talk to Jerry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
See if you can fix it.
Okay.
Can't break up our friendship. So I wanted to throw this at you guys. We know that there's all these stories coming out of the combine. And good Lord, we don't need most of them. And we've said that, you know, people are going to nitpick and they're going to, you know, make a big thing out of Joe Burrow's hand size and all these different, you know, in the interview process and all these other things. So there's a guy named Ben Bartsch. He's a Division III football player from St. John's University in Minnesota, and he wants to live out his dream of playing in the NFL. Unlike most Division III players, he is expected to be selected, but the journey hasn't been easy. He started out as a tight end. He played it in high school, his first 2 years of college. Then he decided to switch to offensive tackle. They told him he had to gain weight. He gained 70 pounds.
That's a lot.
He's 6'6". He then told people how he did it. Tell me if this sounds good, fellas. He added 70 pounds and used one tool in the process, a shake consumed at his job every day as a high school strength coach that included 7 scrambled eggs, cottage cheese, quick grits, peanut butter, bananas, Gatorade. Throw it all in, plug my nose, I'd gag sometimes, but that's what I had to do.
Hmm. Doesn't sound good. I wouldn't do that.
Would you do it daily if it meant you were going to live out your dream of playing in the NFL?
Probably.
Barry, you have a chance to make it big in comedy, but every day you have to consume that shake.
That's not how comedy works.
I get it.
I'll bring the shake.
Nick said,
Barry will consume it tomorrow.
No.
Why not?
That's a Trey thing.
Yes.
Trey's the guinea pig on this show.
Let's do that.
I did the chocolate as the end of my reign.
Well, he took the chip like a champ. I wasn't here for that.
You weren't here for the chip?
You weren't here for the chip challenge?
No, I was in Vegas. I think what helped him, to be honest, because I saw it on the Twitch video, is he was supposed to wait like 30 seconds or a minute before he started drinking milk or whatever it is that he was drinking.
Ah.
But he drank pretty quickly after the fact. But he still took it like a champ.
I just know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
The chip challenge lasted a long time, too, because I remember driving in the car that night and he was working with Jason Braddock and Creighton, and it was still really affecting him.
Oh, it'll linger. You eat something spicy, it can linger for sure.
Now, I've heard, like, on this shake thing, I've heard peanut butter you add weight with, but here's the other thing. 7 scrambled eggs? Does that mean, like, you scramble up in a pan and then put them in there?
Oh, I don't know.
Just raw eggs in general are nasty. But yeah, don't tell me you're scrambling the eggs and put them in a blender.
I mean, raw eggs are gross. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Does it say?
It doesn't say. They didn't get to that much detail. They just said 7 scrambled eggs, cottage cheese, quick grits.
Mm.
Just stick to that wellness shot I was telling you about, guys.
Nope.
No, that doesn't sound any better.
I'll clean you out.
Doesn't sound as fat. I think that would give you the opposite effect. I think you may hurl after this.
Actually, that was one thing you said you would try, was the wellness shot, Barry.
That was before I retired from the gimmicks. Yeah, after the chocolate, after snorting.
I believe it was you and I that were supposed to take that shot.
Yeah, we were.
Did you make that an official retirement?
I mean,
did you just kind of hint at it?
I did, just now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have to do it.
Okay.
Why don't you do something? Nick and I do the stuff all the time.
Yeah. I'm smart enough to say no and mean
or
it.
Or you're chicken.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that snort of chocolate stuff or that
I mean,
hot chip.
If you're scared by a dog.
I got some dogs. I'll show
it's,
you.
Nick has done something crazy for the show. I've done something crazy. What have you done for the show? What have you done crazy to boost
just
ratings,
a little
Joel?
Garlic, apple cider vinegar.
That's it.
Ginger root.
What have you done crazy for
ginger
the show?
Too. Lemon. Nasty.
It's your
Ginger's
turn.
Nasty. Curry's nasty.
Trey
no.
has done more to boost ratings for the show.
Congratulations.
When are you going to take this shot?
I took a shot. I called Charles Barkley and asked him to be on the show, and he did it.
We can all do that.
It boosted the show.
We all have a Rolodex.
Okay.
Nick has a Rolodex. Dude, he's got the 1,500 people in there.
Okay.
I mean, he ain't getting Barkley probably, but.
No.
But still. No. Oh, what's the matter? Now you're mad?
No. I'm mad.
We both
every day.
Can't be mad in the same segment. You got to.
Why are
you
mad?
You can't do that. You can't. Listen, you've got to wait your turn.
Bring the shot. Well, all three of us will
No.
take it.
I'm not
Dude,
doing
I already told you that. I've had that apple cider vinegar, and it is nasty.
It's really not that bad.
I have reflux too, so the acid in that it really has an adverse effect.
That's why I want you to do it.
Yeah, it's not going to be crapping my pants either. It's just that my boiler room feels awful for an extended period of time.
I want to hear you like the whole show. Well,
I'd be like your cat. I'd just throw up on you. I'd be like, oh, here it comes. Right there, you're sitting there.
How is that puppy? It's not pooping on your head anymore, is it?
The cat?
Yeah.
No. God, he's so bad, though.
I keep forgetting you got a cat, not a puppy. Because you guys were considering a dog for a while.
Well, I still want, I still told the wife I want to get one. Although, after seeing that large mound of dog poop in my yard, it's really made me question whether I want to get a Doberman or not.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If I have to clean that up all the time.
They're massive.
They're not just Dobermans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all big dogs. But that's why I'm saying I don't know if I want to have to pick that up all the time. So I may be considering not getting a dog and just sticking with a cat. Just because it's so much easier to scoop a litter box. I love dogs. I wanted a Doberman all my life. I just don't know now.
You already are
lazy enough as it is.
De-weeding your yard.
Yeah.
Going out daily to clean it.
Well, they do have a service where people will come
I've
out.
I've heard this.
And scoop 20
bucks
poop.
A month, I think it is.
Yeah. I might do that. That's
20 a month? That's all it is?
That's what I heard it is. But here's the problem,
Nick. Doing that?
I don't
do you
know how frequently
scoop in your backyard?
Hell no.
I don't know how frequently they show up.
So your backyard is just covered in dog crap.
You might walk right into a landmine.
There's no playing and running around in your backyard.
See, that's the dilemma
you're going
that
to
I
step
have.
In dog poop.
That's
it's
why
not really
I can't.
like that.
I feel like it is.
It might be a little bit, but not like that. Like
I feel
that.
Like if there was like you're farming dog poop, like
20
literally
bucks a
just
month?
Rows of dog poop.
I'm growing. All over this. Dude.
Yeah, but you don't know how many times.
That's why
how
you don't fertilize.
They come to pick it up
oh,
in a month.
Too.
You let the dog do it.
I can't do it because with Taylor wanting to use the yard and running around, I got to do it daily so that the yard's clean if she wants to run on the grass.
You poop or scoop daily?
Oh, yeah, every morning.
Oh,
I take
wow.
the dogs, on the four bigs on a walk, and when we get done, then I do the once over on the yard.
What's the number? Like, how many dogs again?
Don't worry about all that. We have four bigs.
Four bigs?
Yeah,
four
see? Bigs.
That's a lot of poop.
That is a lot.
You
That's
do
a
that
every day?
Poop.
Every day.
Oh, no.
I mean, it wouldn't be as bad for you with just one Doberman and all that property.
I don't think Dobermans aren't going to poop nearly as big as
I don't
like
think
some
you'll
of the
even notice it, to be honest with you.
That lab retriever that goes about a hundo, you could build a cabin.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Well, maybe not.
He's debating now. He's like, maybe we'll get that Doberman. Because you have a lot of property. I'm being honest, right? It's just one Doberman. He's got a lot of room for it.
Well, but once we put in the pool, that's going to significantly reduce how much grass there is.
But it's easier then because there's not as big a coverage area for you have to scoop.
What's the difference? It's the same amount of poop. It's just whether it's spread out or not.
Well, what I'm saying is the dog could spray it all over the yard, but
if you get
a pool,
it's
it takes
a smaller
up a lot.
Walk.
Yeah, there's a small walk to get all the poop.
It's contained, like a outbreak or something like that.
Like just, Nick's got Chicharito. I don't know how many times in a month that he's got to clean up because it's a small dog.
He said he doesn't do it.
It's a small backyard, too. It's a tiny backyard.
God, I bet your whole backyard just smells like dog poop.
It doesn't smell. It really doesn't.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Is yours?
No. Well, I got to pick it up every day.
Oh.
You're getting a pool. I forgot you're getting a pool. What about your water bill?
Yeah, that's going to suck. That's really
It's going to go from like $1,000 to like apartment rent.
That's
like,
why I've been slow playing the pool too. This is the wife's like really adamant about that. And I'm just like, yeah. Oh, I forgot to call the guy. I forgot to get back. I'm like, oof.
You also got to remember that there's the sidebars. Once you get the pool, are you getting the deck too?
No. It's all going to be like concrete. Around it. No deck.
That's part of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
what about the lawn furniture?
We have lawn furniture already, but we're going to have like just a little deck in the pool that has like three chairs to lay in to tan in, but that's it. No other. For now.
Okay.
You know the wife is going to want more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
and
not
I,
now.
We don't have it, but I'm telling you, I've looked at it and my buddy warned me. That stuff ain't cheap.
Oh, no. We bought a whole wicker set for our back porch because our back porch is pretty big. And so we had to get like it seats 10, like the wicker, and it's got the wicker coffee table and all this stuff.
You went all out.
Yeah, it wasn't
cheap. They got the cushions on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it wasn't cheap. Trust me. That's why I say we have that. So then all I need is three little chairs to put in the pool deck, the tanning deck.
When you wear the Speedo,
done.
Get crispy.
Yeah, bro. I'm going out there in the Speedo, of course. Why not? It's my pool.
Oh, hips don't lie. All right.
Jammers.
We'll continue to roll on.
Can't, I'm not tanning in jammers.
Swimming
I'm
jammers.
I'm going to go G-string Speedo when I lay out. I'll send you guys pics.
No, you will not.
No, I will.
No, you will. I will block
your
number.
I'll be like, no, I'm going to lay on my stomach.
You'd be like
G-string.
The president and wear the little eye guards.
I'm going to send this to Nick and Joel.
Like from the tanning booth days, you're going to wear the eye guards like Trump wears so that when he does a speech,
put a little Playboy bunny.
Just like going,
put a Playboy bunny on my hip, too, so yeah. You can tell how much tan, how tan I am.
Yeah.
Please put a Playboy bunny on your hip. I'll take that pic.
I used to tan and do that.
We got to go. Second hour continues. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, finishing up hour number two, 3 hour show, as we take you till four. Blitz takes you till seven on ESPN 97.5. Interesting news from the NFL. Colts to meet with Philip Rivers. Rumors are they are the favorite to land Big Philly.
The Colts?
Yep.
Okay.
Some people think that the addition of Philip Rivers would make them a Super Bowl contender. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree. There's still a lot better teams in football than the Colts with Philip Rivers.
I think he helps them, but and as good as their line is, I think there's too many. I agree with you. I think
not
there's
saying
too
he
many
doesn't make them better.
Marks.
I'm not saying that wasn't the question. Does he make them better? Right. Yes. Does he make them a Super Bowl contender? I don't believe so.
I would agree with that.
You still got to get through the Chiefs and what are the Ravens going to be next year?
Ravens, were the ones.
Yeah. So. Just kidding. Texans aren't.
Although if you're in a win now situation, it's not a bad move, right? If you go ahead and.
Yeah, even if you're not
consider Philip Rivers for a 1 year,
because Chris Ballard, the GM, Lance's buddy, has done a great job assembling that team. The line is really, really good. Their defense is really good. They drafted really well. But again, with that being said, I think they still have longevity to where they're not on like a timeline and a tight window to win. But I think they just came to the conclusion towards the end of the year this last season that Jacoby Brissett wasn't their guy.
Well, I mean. His play told him that.
Well, but I'm saying they initially signed him to they gave him money thinking that he was their guy. And then they came to a different revelation by the end of the year because, like you said, because he didn't play nearly what they expected him to play like. So now they're looking. And with all the other talent they have around him, I'm not sure their running game is good enough. It's decent.
Well, you have to look at if you have a better passer, people have to respect that more. Your running game should improve. I'm not going to say it's going to be great, but it certainly should improve.
My biggest thing is, will Phil improve? Because
that's just it. He's older.
He's older, and we all talk about when it's going to happen. Do you fall off a cliff, or do you just digress a little bit? He seemed to have fallen off a cliff this year. He's made mistakes before, but he seemed like he really turned the corner the wrong way this year hard.
Yeah, I would agree. It wasn't. I was looking up the Colts numbers from last year, stats-wise. Kind of surprised. So, yards per game.
They're probably top 10, top 15, honestly.
Yards per game total, they are. Where the hell did they go? They don't exist. No, they're bottom third. Total yards per game. 327 yards per game total. That's give you the kind of company that's right behind the Bills and right ahead of the Bengals. Not great. But passing yards per game, one of the worst three teams in the NFL. We knew that.
Wow, yeah.
They had 194 yards passing. And this is where it gets weird. Rushing yards per game, they were seventh in the league. So that surprised me because I'm with you. I didn't suspect that running game was that good. But they were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, seventh in the league, averaged 133 yards a game. So that line certainly deserves a lot of the credit. But I think he makes them better, but he's a year older. He's still interception prone. He's not Andrew Luck. If you wanted to talk Super Bowl contender and tell me that Andrew Luck was their quarterback, I would certainly entertain that thought. I just don't think that that's Philip Rivers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know what? Obviously, with his career, that's the main thing missing is the championship and the playoffs and all of that. So you want to see him get to a situation where he has a chance to win, but there's a big difference between winning and winning it all. And there's a lot of good teams in football right now that you have to leapfrog if you think you're going to win it all just by adding Philip Rivers. And I don't, you know, like I said, they solidified their line. They did a great job in the draft, but I don't think they have enough because here's the thing. He had a ton of weapons last year with the Chargers.
Yeah,
Hunter
yeah.
Henry.
And Keenan Allen.
And Keenan Allen yeah. and Williams on the other side. And obviously Melvin Gordon held out early, but they had, you know, that running back by committee that were all really Eckler. Their defense was above average. I just think he probably had more head-to-toe, top-to-bottom talent last year with the Chargers than the Colts. I don't whether you want to blame that on coaching or just his bad play or a combination. I don't know. You know, T.Y. Hilton would help him a lot.
I mean,
Eric Ebron.
Marlon Mack is...
Yeah, he's legit, dude. He was on my fantasy team.
I know
team.
You had him on your fantasy
team.
Yeah,
he was pretty legit. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would say it's a... Is it a significant drop-off?
No,
I mean, Marlon Mack versus...
Because I think the Colts' offensive line is better than the Chargers.
Okay.
And you absolutely have to protect Philip Rivers at this age or any age because he's never going to outrun you.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to run or get out of the pocket. So that's essential. And the fact that, Catanzaro was going to think about retiring at like 31, and he said he's coming back and Ballard's going to lock him up. So that makes their line, the entire line is coming back. And their entire line was respected as one of the top lines in football.
Yeah. Well, and that's certainly, I mean, that's going to help.
That's a key for Mac. That's a key for quarterback. That's a key for the pass. That's everything. So at least he's got that going for him. I just think he had more weapons in Los Angeles with the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, from certainly a better tight end. I would take, you know.
Ebron didn't play bad. Now, remember, he got the Texans good with that catch in the back of the end zone in the one game.
Yeah.
And he helped them a lot.
T.Y. Hilton, I thought, had a down year, but that's how
Hurt
much
a
is
lot.
Yeah, but T.Y. how much was. Is how much is that to you know blame on the injuries, but also Brissett and being unable to read defenses and get him the ball. And if you're not scared of anybody else on that Colts wide receiving core, you can double T.Y. a lot more, and he's not going to be as effective.
Yeah,
I mean, but, this might be a product of like some of the moving variables. Like you know for a fact that the Chargers have moved on from Philip Rivers,
right?
And then you look at the Colts. Realistically, were they a team to get a quarterback significantly better than Philip Rivers or a prospect or someone? I don't know if they really were in a position to get a quarterback. And that's probably why you see this potential marriage between the two.
But I don't think they thought a year ago they were going to – that there was the one position they didn't need. I think they felt like they got – that like Jimmy Garoppolo to the Niners, they got the guy that was in the New England system being groomed to be the guy someday. So they figured that was one position they weren't going to have to address. And then the harsh reality was – they really need a quarterback based on what they saw last year.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know. Maybe you sign him for 1 year and Jacoby's still, you know, he's still behind Rivers. He can develop behind Rivers more. Maybe he continues to develop. And then if the Philip Rivers situation doesn't work in one or two seasons, maybe you reconsider Jacoby. I mean, Brissett, I don't know if that's what they're thinking. I'm just throwing out very, you know, hypothetical.
If Luck doesn't retire, they top three last year?
Quite possibly, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I definitely think so.
I mean,
I think
remember now, like you said, T.Y. was hurt quite a bit.
Yeah.
You got to avoid injuries with him.
But down the stretch, they were still in it. So if they were still in it
for a while,
with games they lost and all the other things they had going against them, if you had Andrew Luck, could have ended differently.
Yeah, you have to. The question becomes, do you think Andrew Luck makes them three losses better or at least two?
I do.
Yeah.
I think you end up, and especially with
New
England,
they're 9-7 instead of 7-9.
I think add the Colts to the right behind the Ravens and the Chiefs and put them in the mix because of Andrew Luck.
They lost to the Bucks. They, you know, lost to the Dolphins. Those are games, two games right there.
See, right
you
there.
Just can't lose.
Right. And I don't think they do with Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Also, the Redskins have said with new coach Ron Rivera, they're going to interview both Joe Burrow and Tua. What does that say for Dwayne Haskins?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The owner made the general manager who's not there anymore, take Dwayne Haskins. We saw a lot of him last year.
Yeah.
What is that? What kind of sign does that send to one, Dwayne Haskins, and two, what they're gonna, you know, what they're gonna do in the draft instead of Chase Young, who a lot of people say is the best overall player in the draft, but he's a defensive player.
That's
which way they go could be very interesting as well. All right, that's hour number two of the show. We've got another hour still to go. 60 minutes on the clock when we return. Join us, won't you? Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.